Shockwaves cause big changes, but look closer. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mithun Bhowmick, assistant professor in the Department of Mathematical and Physical Sciences at Miami University, takes a look at the tabletop apparatus that can influence new technologies.
Have you ever been fascinated by the fast-moving objects? If your answer is yes, you will be intrigued by shock compression experiments, where a shockwave is used to create extreme conditions in a material. When a shockwave moves through a material, it instantly delivers enormous pressure, often higher than a million atmosphere, temperature of a few thousand Fahrenheit, and lots of energy to it. At the same time, compresses it to very high density. The materials respond in many ways to shock compression. Materials often change their physical or chemical properties under shock. One of the most recent developments in shock compression is a novel apparatus we built in Dr. Dana Dillard's group at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, where a tiny metal foil, moving at a few kilometers per second, hits a sample to send a shock wave through it. When the shock propagates, numerous optical probes and high-speed cameras record signature of changes from the sample. Shock compression is unique because it can investigate microscopic as well as cosmological scales. We can mimic detonation events, formation of planets, behavior of biomaterials under shock, or formation of minerals and associated geochemistry at the core of the Earth, all in real time on a tabletop apparatus. We can also apply this technique to synthesize new materials, invent clinical procedures and chemical pathways for safer, greener, and more profitable technologies. In short, shock compression on a tabletop is a rapidly growing area of interdisciplinary research, finding its applications in a multitude of problems.
And that was Mithun Bhowmick of Miami University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.